Hello, my name is Artem Teo. I am from VRAR Lab, and we are focused on virtual reality research and production. Today I want to talk about user interaction in virtual reality. There are several kinds of virtual reality interaction. First one is just head tracking. I'm talking about panoramic videos, photos, or other experiences. The second case usually used when virtual reality support was added to already existing game. Third one, very similar with previous, in some cases, is using game controllers. Game controllers can be very different. For example, gamepads, flight simulator controllers, joysticks, wheels, pedals, and so on. More interesting case is using special virtual reality controllers. For example, Hydro Bear can track position in 3D space. Virtux Omni platform can track users' steps and pass it to virtual reality. Control Wear gloves can track fingers in 3D space. And there are different ones. Unfortunately, almost all of these devices are too far from customer yet. Very interesting case is using head track position to interaction. In this case, a user see pointer in front of his face and can look at some objects or buttons and activate them by delay or by clicking some button. And the last one is using optic sensors, which can track body movement. Why sensors is so important for virtual reality interaction? If actions in real world and physical world are not consistent, the immersing are bad. For example, if you press a button for walking, it's not too believable. Better example, if you use use a wheel and this presented in both worlds and acts exactly the same. You rotate wheel and see in virtual reality rotating wheel. Sensors allow to pass your body movement to virtual reality. Then the actions also will be same. As you move in real world, then you will move in a virtual one. All sensors works like this. It take image from integrated camera, can build depth map on them, and then can recognize human body and build skeleton. All sensors are usually very vulnerable for destructions. First one is Leap Motion. It was developed to put on table, but Oculus Rift give the second life for Leap Motion. If you mount the sensor to Oculus Rift headset, then you can see your hands in virtual reality in case you holding it in front of your face. Then you can make different actions, for example, touching objects, move them, and so on. I can't say the precision is great, but simple actions can be done well. The second technology from Intel called RealSense. It presented in different devices on different brands, in laptops and standalone sensors. It takes intermediate place between first and second sensor, and it follows. It's mounted like a web camera onto monitor on table and track half top of body, including fingers and facial expression. The last sensor is hero of today's speech, Microsoft Kinect. It can't recognize fingers, but it can recognize whole body and movement and in wide range. It's great if you can walk in front of Kinect in a headset and see in virtual reality exactly the same movement. In the VR AR lab, we are conducting a lot of experiments with different devices and experiences and combination of them. One of the most successful experiment is the game The Fall. In this game, player is falling in tube about 2 meters in diameter. The tube fulfilled with obstacles and bonuses, and the goal of user is avoiding obstacles and getting bonuses. The controls are very intuitive. The movement in front of Kinect just passed to virtual reality, and movement are consistent. Just like the user moves in front of Kinect in horizontal plane, the same movement in horizontal cross section of the tube. These frames from first take of experiment in our studio. Gameplay implementation are following. The player avatar put it in stage at region. Level is infinity tube, and it moves towards the player. It's represented by a limited number of segments. If segments gone away, then it can be reused by placing in front of user. At this time, the content of this segment can be changed. For example, some obstacle can be disabled, some obstacle can be enabled, bonuses, and so on. If user hit the obstacles, then the level kicked back a little. The most simple way to develop using motion capture sensors is using a skeleton. In this case, you just get skeleton, get position of chosen bones, and use this position in the way which need to your mechanics. You also can use directly API of the sensor's SDK, but it's a little bit too complicated. And you can use gestures, and in some cases and some experience, you can bind the skeleton directly to a rigged model, and this model will repeat your movement. So, the first of all, we need to install the software. We need Kinect SDK. For different version of Kinect, the SDK is differs also. So you should choose for your version of Kinect. There are several differences between version, but principles are common. I will use Kinect for Xbox One as example. The second thing, Unity integration package. So you can see all required links on the screen. So let's start from creating new project in Unity and looking to Kinect integration. So let's look closer to Unity integration package. We go into archive and double click to Unity package with integration. It consists of plugin and some standard assets. Then let's copy example folder to our project. This package was prepared in older version of Unity, so we need to convert to newer one. No, I need to connect a Kinect. So let's open a scene. It consists of several kinds of data provided by Kinect. It's a color map, a depth map, surface built on depth map, and a skeleton. Now I will stand in front of Kinect, and the skeleton should appear. Since we going to work with skeleton, we don't need different objects placed in this scene. We need only body view, body manager, and a camera. Let's see how body view works. It checks body through SDK API, and if it can track body, it creates a view for each one. Let's then on update refresh body object method called and update position of created game object. For our goals, more suitable if body with bones will present in the scene instead of creating during runtime. So I choose to copy script body source view and a little and make a little modification to make it fit our goals. Paste the content and change class name. We need a link to game object which will consist bones game objects. We don't need to create a view during runtime, so we remove this call. Then we simplify refresh body object method in order to just update presented bone positions. All bones is searched by name, so we should present a game object with properly named children. And for keys, if some bone not presented in this game object, we should add a check. I already have prepared prefab with properly named children. Each children is just a sphere. Then we should pass a link to body source manager and to body view. Let's check how it works. So now we always have in scene bones object, and when Kinect can track skeleton, for this bones a position will set. Now we can use this object to calculate position for our controller. Конец второго урока. Now when we have a skeleton with presented bones, we can to try handle some game object with
this bones position. Let's see how it works. I create a very simple script input tester. It just copies to local position value returned by another script calculated on top of bones position. The second script has links to bones. I choose for this case hips and calculate center position between hips like this, and just return this position, but I drop vertical coordinates in order to game object moves only in horizontal plane. Let's see how it works. Now we can see that our ball moves far from desirable place. Now we need to make some calibrations. First of all, we need to store position at which Kinect can track us, and then we will exclude this position from position calculated and each time. And let's call this method at start of application with a little delay. Now we can see that game objects move along center point what we want, but it moves too distant for us. In case of magnitude of our vector is greater than radius of desirable circle, we can normalize this vector and multiply with this radius. Now, if I even go too far, our ball restricted by circle. Unfortunately, Oculus doesn't support laptops at current moment, and I can't demonstrate how it works on my laptop. But in order to enable Oculus Rift support, we just need to go Project Settings, Player, go to Other tab, and checkbox Virtual Reality Support. If you your notebook has only one GPU, or if you have a standalone desktop with discrete GPU, you easily can check this out. Just mark this checkbox and enter to play mode. Of course, you need to install Oculus Runtime modern version, and you also need a modern version of GPU drivers. If you start working with virtual reality, there are another calibration you should remember about. This direction calibration, this means the headset direction in moment of start application will remember it, and it will be treated by application as forward direction. In some cases, we want to make forward in another direction. For example, we want to rotate headset to endpoint to Kinect and mark this direction as forward. Then we can make a simple script. Here it is. It just calculate angle in horizontal plane between current direction of camera and desired forward vector. Then we can put camera into some game object, and due to things that Oculus support headset tracking work in a local space and rotate camera in local space, we can rotate parent object to calculated angle, and then we will look in a desired direction. We can bind the section to some key, and for development purpose we can call it with a little delay after starting application. Let's put together the controller we have done and gameplay. In the gameplay scene, I have a player with camera, and we just need to move them like we have done with sphere in previous scene. I just added a script controller position, and let's see what we have done. There is also a video of our release build. So this way, using Skeleton, you can build different game mechanics and use this approach with sensors like Kinect, Leap Motion, or RealSense, or other sensors. Well, project you can find in Git repository on link given on the screen.
Thank you. If you have any questions, feel free to mail me.